Australian scientists say new research suggests it may not be worthwhile trying to rescue vulnerable species like the hairy-nosed wombat. Researchers have created a new tool to prioritise the conservation of endangered species. They say it's likely to fire debate over which species to bring back from the brink and which to cut loose. Adrian Francis reports.
The hairy-nosed wombat and WA dibbler are among the vulnerable Australian species considered to be not worth saving. The gloomy forecast is the work of a team of researchers from James Cook University and the University of Adelaide. They've created a new mathematical tool based on extinction biology. The tool is designed to help governments prioritise scarce funding for conservation, as co-author Corey Bradshaw explains.
We wanted to come up with an index that was really based around theory that we have developed over the last 20 years about what constitutes the best chance for a species to persist over time.
Professor Bradshaw says the new index is designed to enhance the red list of threatened species, which ranks in categories from safe to critically endangered.
A lot of those categories are based on somewhat arbitrary thresholds for how much a species has declined over a certain period of time or how much its range has contracted. And there is a lot of expert opinion, so there's some subjectivity involved.
The new SAFE index is based on research which suggests populations of less than 5,000 individuals are much harder to triage. What are the Australian species that your index suggests we shouldn't save?
Well, you know, I wouldn't go so far as to say we shouldn't save them, but I mean, if you take a strictly empirical view, you know, things that are well below in sort of numbering in the hundreds, right, white-footed rock rats, certain types of hare wallabies, a lot of the smaller mammals that have been really nailed by feral predators like cats and foxes, you know, in some cases it's probably not worthwhile putting a lot of effort because there's just no chance.
Professor Bradshaw says when the ratio is applied internationally, it suggests the Javan rhino and New Zealand kakapo are beyond cost-effective rescue.
And what kind of guarantees can you make, if any, over the accuracy of your index?
Yeah, well, like anything, it's a probability. So, I mean, if we have something that has a very poor SAFE index, we would just simply say that it has a higher probability of going extinct than something with a higher SAFE index. And again, it's a probability. So it's not saying that it will go extinct. It's saying it just has a much higher probability of going extinct.
He says the index is likely to generate debate.
Decisions have to be made within the context of science and social considerations. I think there's certainly people who argue with me that, you know, we should save everything. I'd love to save everything. I just don't think we can.
Professor Corey Bradshaw of the University of Adelaide, ending that report by Adrian Francis.